Immunisation clinics planned for today using the AstraZeneca vaccine have been cancelled by the Health Service Executive because of changes in the advice on the use of the product. Arrangements will be made in due course to rearrange appointments for the more than 1,000 people affected. The HSE is now assessing the impact of a decision by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee recommending that the AstraZeneca vaccine be limited to people over 60 years of age. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Thousands of AstraZeneca vaccinations planned for today have been cancelled by the HSE. After a new recommendation from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, it's advised that the vaccine be limited to use in people over 60 years, following an assessment of the risk of rare blood clotting side effects versus benefits based on age. The HSE said it will be in contact with patients to rearrange their vaccinations. Health officials have stressed that the AstraZeneca vaccine remains a very effective vaccine. Most people under 60 who have already received their first dose of AstraZeneca vaccine will receive their second dose as planned. The HSE is now assessing the impact of the changes on the National Immunisation Programme. It will mean that most of the future AstraZeneca vaccines will be used just for people aged 60 to 69 years.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, will warn politicians today of the considerable risk of another wave of COVID infection if restrictions are eased too quickly. In his opening statement to the Oireachtas Health Committee, seen by RT News, Dr. Glynn says the National Public Health Emergency Team's advice to government continues to recommend a cautious approach. Sandra Hurley reports.
Dr. Ronan Glynn will tell the Oireachtas Health Committee that significant progress is being made in controlling the disease and in rolling out vaccines. However, he says the level of infection remains high with a much more transmissible virus. And on vaccinations, the number of people fully protected remains low. That means that any further easing of measures should be gradual and phased, with adequate time between phases to assess the impact. Dr. Glynn says the priority must remain on maintaining control over the disease until vaccination can offer a widespread population level of protection. The Oireachtas Health Committee will also hear from NPHET members Professor Philip Nolan and Gerry O'Brien of the Department of Health.
The government is to foot the bill for any Irish Erasmus student obliged to undergo mandatory hotel quarantine when returning to Ireland. Under a plan to be outlined later today by the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris. It's estimated there are around 1,000 Irish students on the Erasmus programme across the EU. Roughly half are located in the five member states currently on Ireland's mandatory quarantine list. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Once the government began to add countries to its mandatory hotel quarantine list, Further and Higher Education Minister Simon Harris asked his officials to engage with the Higher Education Authority in order to ensure that returning Irish Erasmus students would not be out of pocket. It's now been confirmed that agreement has been reached on an outline of the plan for the government to pay the mandatory hotel quarantine bill. While details on its operation will be published in the coming days, the total bill is expected to be in excess of €1 million. It's anticipated that around 500 Erasmus students in France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Italy and Austria will benefit from this plan. While some may return before mandatory hotel quarantine becomes operational later this week, others may well not return until late summer when circumstances could be different. Some students studying in the EU but not on the Erasmus programme may well seek to have this programme extended.
A 30-year-old woman who returned from the United Arab Emirates 11 days ago has become the latest person to challenge the legality of her detention at a quarantine hotel. The woman came back to Ireland to support her mother after her father was diagnosed with cancer. Her lawyers have described the application to the court as profoundly urgent. A special remote sitting of the High Court was told last night that she was fully vaccinated and had tested negative for COVID-19 twice before she travelled from the United Arab Emirates. Her lawyers told the court she should have been tested again yesterday, but has been told she won't receive a test until today, and if negative, she won't be able to leave until tomorrow. The case will come before the High Court again this morning. The US city of Minneapolis has declared a state of emergency and imposed an overnight curfew after unrest that followed the police shooting of a young black man. Police say Daunte Wright was shot and killed after the officer mistakenly drew her gun instead of her taser. Mr. Wright, who was 20 years old, was pulled over for an alleged traffic violation on Sunday, but there was a struggle when he tried to get back into his car. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan is underway. This year, rites associated with Ramadan are being restricted or adapted because of COVID-19. Over the next month, members of the Muslim community will fast and do charitable works to show devotion to their faith. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Mist and fog will clear this morning, leaving a largely dry start to the day with sunny spells. There'll be scattered showers this afternoon, some of which will turn heavy over Ulster later. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 13 degrees.